Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
What? Where are we now?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay. Minona Terrace.
Well, I lost my
December something.
Wasn't
or other.
He great? Shaky
he
days.
Was great.
Yeah.
I liked his hat too.
Alejandro Rose Garcia. Wonderful. Oh, by the way, his new CD is called "And the War Came," and you can get that. And some of these songs are on there, and it is, looks really good. Plus, there's gear. You can get Shaky Graves gear. There's shirts and things, and hats, and collared shirts. You can buy a collared shirt. Very cool, very cool. Okay, now I don't know. What do we do here now? Let's see.
How about please. Sarah Nix? Sarah.
What about me?
Yeah. Sarah, well, yeah, do you want to do something?
Sure.
What do you feel like doing?
Stand on my head?
Yeah.
I make for good radio.
Tap yeah. Dance? Do you have a Tom of the Week or something?
Sure.
Do you want to do it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's shift gears here momentarily. You know, each week... at some time or other, and some weeks not at all, we honor a town, village, or burg somewhere in the greater U.S. On a rearranged map of the same, here is Sarah Nix with our Town of the Week.
Well, our Town of the Week is a little complicated this week because
okay.
It's not actually a town.
It's not a town.
It's a county.
And it's not a week.
But it's rather large.
Yeah.
It's Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, that's a big town.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's got a very long history.
Let's hear it all.
Okay, I'll start at the beginning.
We got time.
Arlington, Virginia lies across the Potomac from Washington, D.C., for those of you who didn't know, and is the primary suburb of this nation's capital.
Okay.
Archaeological evidence, let's start at the beginning, suggests that Native Americans lived in the region for nearly 13,000 years before the arrival of British settlers, who built James Fort in the area. The English explorer, Notorious John Smith, arrived in 1608.
Was that Notorious John Smith?
Yeah. Notorious John Smith.
That was actually his name.
No, I think it was Captain, actually. And so arrived in 1608, and the next 100 years were marked by skirmishes between Native American residents and the settlers. By 1725, the first people had been forced to cede their land to the colonialists. In 1790, George Washington, you guys may have heard of him, chose the land on the other side of the Potomac as the new capital for the federal government, and the area's population expanded at a steady rate. The first bridge across the Potomac was built in 1797 to increase trade between Arlington and the capital, and by 1800, there were about 6,000 people living there, which was kind of a big number for back then. Yeah. On the border between Confederate and Union territories during the Civil War, Arlington County saw some fighting during that conflict. Despite that fact, over the course of the war, the population of Washington, D.C. tripled, and Arlington grew along with it. There are countless historic buildings in Arlington, but of course the most famous is the Pentagon. It has five sides. For the five wings of the armed services.
They could have called it the Polygon,
something.
Too. Any number of sides.
That's right. It is the headquarters for the U.S. Department of Defense. It was construction started in 1941. And there have been a series of renovations, including, of course, repairs following the 9/11 attack on the building. If you're in Arlington for a visit, you can tour the Pentagon. It's highly regimented. You can also visit Arlington National Cemetery, the U.S. Marine Corps.
You're saying the Pentagon is highly regimented?
I'm saying that the tour of the Pentagon, I imagine it's highly
so
regimented.
You can't just wander around.
No. You can also visit Arlington National Cemetery, the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial, and the Robert E. Lee Memorial. He was born in Arlington. Other famous Arlingtonians include actors Sandra Bullock and Shirley MacLaine, journalist Katie Couric, musician Roberta Flack, and clown-cum-doctor Patch Adams. As for sports, rumor has it that if you cross the river, there's a host of professional sports teams to choose from. And that is our town, no burg, no county of the week, Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. A lot going on in Arlington. But what about that? Lee is from Arlington, and Washington is across the river. Which side was Arlington on in that conflict?
Let me see if I can remember. I always get this confused, not being from this country. I think that the...
Oh, sure. Go back
Virginia
on that.
Virginia was part of the Confederacy.
Okay.
And they tried to cede... I'm trying to remember this from yesterday. They tried to cede from the Confederacy, but the state was divided, and there was some conflict within the state. I don't know. No, I'm wrong. Oh, see, somebody else knows.
Thoroughly wrong.
Oh, good. Come and
what
inform
was it?
Us.
No, Virginia was one of the earliest states to secede. I think it was the last to secede, always in the Confederacy.
Always in the Confederacy. Oh. But across the river was the federal government.
Yes.
Little no irony there.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'm getting at, the irony of the situation.
Right.
For them. Okay. Let's go to the phone. Oh, you got someone. Nice going there, Lyle. Really perked up last few hours. Dennis Price is in Arlington, Virginia. And Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, except as I'm looking out the window, it's raining.
It's raining in Arlington, huh?
Yeah.
So that must mean at least it's over 32 degrees then.
Yes.
So that's a good sign.
You know, we're not like other places in the country. When we get an inch of snow, we panic.
Yeah. Have you had one this year yet?
No, not really. Well, we had a little dusting earlier on.
A dusting. I bet the kids are all out.
But when it comes to things that people want to do, I don't think they think, oh, it's snowing. Let's go to Arlington.
No, it's not a destination for winter sports, generally. No. And do you work for the government out there, Dennis, or?
Well, interesting enough, no. I'm a general contractor. My wife works for the government. She's at the State Department. In fact, the other day I went to do an estimate for somebody, and I found out they didn't work for the government, and I was shocked. I said, oh, my gosh, I have a client who doesn't work for the government.
Yeah. Does that affect the estimate?
No. No.
Oh, I'm surprised. So, I'm surprised. What you do general contracting, so it's houses and...
Repairing and fixing things up.
Yeah, yeah. Are you pretty busy then?
Yeah, fairly busy. This is a town that, although lately it's been a little slower, this is a town that does a lot of building. You know, it's interesting when you think of Arlington being that it's right next to Washington, some of the major attractions of Arlington is it's so convenient to go to Washington. But Arlington has gotten to be quite a swinging place in the last 20 years. We have a lot of young people and old people retiring here and young people coming here just starting to work because it's cheap to live in. And they live in Boston Commons area and Clarendon. And it's got restaurants, all sorts of interesting places to eat now, whereas maybe 20 years ago there'd just be a few. But now it's a go-to place.
It's a scene.
Yeah.
Do you kind of wish you were younger now in Arlington and hitting the scene there? I don't suppose you can, you know, as a
Well, if I was younger and single, I'm married, so...
Yeah, naturally I meant that.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm happily married, so I...
Yeah, no, I wasn't suggesting that you weren't or anything else. I'm just saying, you know, good place for young people. Because you always think, you know...
Yeah, I get a little jealous as I see them running around and
having
time to eat versus go to work on younger people's homework.
I know. Well, you know, we're in Madison, Wisconsin here, so I'm in a university town where the population never gets older, you know, and only I age. It's very upsetting, you know, so maybe feel that way with
the how many inches of snow do you have to get before you close down the school?
Well, I don't think we've ever closed down the school for snow.
Well,
we may have, but, you know, I mean, they weren't coming anyway. You know what it is? You know, the snow is entirely if they can run the buses or not. That's what snow is about. They don't care if the kids are in 4 feet of snow trying to slog through it. If the buses can't get through, then there's no snow.
We've closed down school just on the rumor of snow.
Yeah, we can't do that. Too many rumors of snow. And are you from there originally, Dennis, or where you hail from?
No, I'm a Yankee. I'm from Connecticut. And when people say, what is it like living in the South, I always say, I don't live in the South. I live in Northern Virginia, where all the Northerners live. And it's interesting when that lady was talking about how we had seceded. Mm-hmm. We did secede, and West Virginia broke off, is what happened. So, in fact, Arlington itself used to be part of the District of Columbia, but at some point they gave it back to Virginia.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad we straightened that out. Now, if we were coming down there, Dennis, let's say we were visiting Arlington and, you know, we've done all our Washington, D.C. things, Smithsonian and all that stuff. What would you recommend in Arlington for something to do in town there, at the scene?
Well, of course, there's always the Lee Mansion and National Cemetery there, which are fun to look at.
Yeah.
Although it's beautiful, as long as you don't think about all the bodies buried.
Yeah. That's true of most cemeteries.
Oh, and I take people out eating and doing interesting things. We have a lot of ethnic food in the area now.
Ethnic food. Yeah. What do you recommend? What do you like?
I guess I like the farmer's market where we can get all sorts of things like hot sauces and stuff like that. And
farmer's
that.
Market. What did you say? What cafe?
Lost Dog.
Lost Dog Cafe.
Oh, the Lost Dog. Well, that's fine. That's good. That's been here for a long time. But there's a lot of Indian and Hispanic food here, too, now.
Yeah. Excellent. Where do you like to go?
I'm not a very exciting person. I don't need out.
No. Well, no. It's not that you're not. Okay. I don't know what it is. No, I'm just trying. And for recreation, like, what do you like to do there? Are you do you go up bowling? Or I mean, what do people actually do in Arlington? They go play.
Hey, I don't think bowling's the big
darts
thing.
Darts?
I don't think bowling's the big thing. Darts. I guess for recreation, we go to parties. I'm going to a birthday party tonight.
Oh, we are?
So we make our own funds. We have a potluck sometimes. We invite everybody over, and we tell them, cook the thing they cook best. That's always a fun thing when we do that from time to time.
That can get some disturbing results, probably.
No, people get very good. I have one neighbor who was coming, and my wife was talking to her on the phone and said, she's thinking of bringing dessert. And I said, no, that's an easy off. She just wants to do a dessert. Tell her to do a soup. She does soups well. Have her bring one of her soups.
Yeah. And is she bringing a soup?
She brought a soup. That's
past tense.
Very few things from the store bought like that. But I think most people tend to go out.
What was the soup that she brought?
It was a... I'm trying to think of the name of it. It escaped me for a second.
What's in it, for example?
A yam soup.
A yam soup?
Yeah, it was yellow.
I guess it would be, really, or orange, one of the two. Yeah.
So, I make a chili sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
And is your,
not a very hot chili, a vegetarian chili.
Is it more of a Virginian chili that's...
No, nothing to do at all with Virginia.
Okay, that's good. Or Connecticut. Do you go home to Connecticut much? Do you still feel like you're... More Connecticut.
No,
than...
my brother lives in down in Newport News, and I have one still in Connecticut, and I have another one in New York, where it does snow a lot, who has been mysteriously happy lately. He's retired up there with his wife. I occasionally call him and say, are you still happy? He goes, yes. Check him out.
Mysteriously happy is a good way to be, I guess. All right, well, Dennis, I'm going to let you go here, because are you working today yet? You're not working, are you?
I'm getting ready to go to the store and shop, which, as a father, is one of the things I do most.
Yeah, for the birthday party?
No, this is a 40-year-old's birthday party, and we're taking everybody to it, but I just have to buy the food for the week.
Yeah, I do that, too. That's what I do, too, Dennis. And I do the cooking. Do you do the cooking in your house?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do.
See? Let's be proud of that. Let's stop hiding it.
I am. I rate my meals on a basis of four. Yeah. One means I'm eating it. Two means me and my wife are eating it. Three means me, my wife, and my daughter are eating it. And a four is the whole family's eating it. I guess I could get a five if I include the cat, too.
I know exactly what you mean, except I have a puggle. The only thing difference is I have a puggle in there instead of a cat. And I've never gotten a four or a five.
Oh, well, my cat eats everything.
Yeah, cool. Dennis, a pleasure talking with you. And we have a little something for you for being so nice.
We do. Dennis, we'll be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones, animal enzymes, or genetically modified ingredients from Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Thanks, Dennis.
Wow.
Hang on. Make sure I get an address for you. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Dennis Price from our town of the week, Arlington, Virginia. Okay.